Kika.
Hi, my name is Sonia Berger. I'm sitting in one of my favorite coffee shops in Paarl, South Africa. Our three phrasal verbs today are keep from, write down, and jot down. Keep from means to prevent someone else or yourself from doing something. Sample sentence one. How on earth do you keep yourself from eating one of these delicious cupcakes? I think the meaning of that sample sentence is clear. How do you prevent yourself from giving in to sweet delights? Confession, I don't really like sweet things, but as a sample sentence, it worked really well. Sample sentence two.
I couldn't keep myself from spending money in this magnificent shop.
Yes, so there were just so many temptations in that shop that I couldn't keep myself. I couldn't prevent myself from spending money and investing in a few items. It's important to use the pronoun correctly in sentences with keep from. If the person has to prevent him or herself from doing something, then you use the reflexive pronoun. She keeps herself from doing something. He keeps himself from doing something. I keep myself from doing something. But if you prevent someone else, if you keep someone else from doing something, then you use the object form of the pronoun. They keep us from doing something. Us, in that case, is the object form of the pronoun we. I keep her from doing something. Her is the pronoun, is the object pronoun form of the pronoun she. Sample sentence three. The dog could not keep itself from howling along with the man, and we couldn't keep ourselves from laughing at both the dog and the man. So yes, that was a real experience we had on holiday a few years ago, where we met this dog who just howled along whenever anyone started howling at him. The second phrasal verb is write down. And today we will look at two different meanings. The first meaning is to record something in writing, usually so that you'll remember it. And the second meaning is an accountancy-specific meaning, which I'll talk about a little bit later. Here is the first sample sentence for write down. I'd like the pan-fried mixed mushrooms with basil pesto.
Let me write that down.
Yes. Have you written that down?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and then I would like the decaf cappuccino, please. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Sample sentence two.
One of the earliest forms of writing is called cuneiform. More than 5,000 years ago, the Sumerians wrote down information by making angular marks in wet clay using reeds. Writing down information not only helps you to remember the information, but also allows you to pass the information on to the next generation. And that is how history is recorded and how cumulative human knowledge is built.
Now, the second meaning of write down comes from accounting. It's an accounting term in which you reduce the value of something on the books. Here is a sample sentence. I see that in July, Yahoo wrote down the value of Tumblr by $482 million. In total, Yahoo has now written down more than half of Tumblr's value since acquiring it at a cost of $1.1 billion in 2013. So what we see here is that Yahoo paid $1.1 billion for Tumblr, but then Tumblr did not generate the revenue, the sales that Yahoo had hoped for. So now the value of Tumblr is less than it had been when Yahoo bought it, and therefore Yahoo has to write down, has to reduce the value of Tumblr in its financial statements. Let me give you another sample sentence that illustrates this meaning of write down. When the new model TV was released, the old TVs were worth less, and so the company had to write down the value of the stock. So let's imagine that you own a business, that you sell television sets, you have stock and you have five TVs left. Each of them is worth $1,000, but then the new model comes out and now no one wants the old stock. So all of a sudden you can only get $700 for each of those old TVs, and now your stock is worth $3,500 instead of $5,000. So in your books, in your financial statements, you have to write down the value, to reduce the value of your stock, of the old stock. And now for jot down. There's a difference between write down and jot down. When you write down something, it's usually a longer process, a more detailed process. When you jot down something, you take brief notes. And it comes from the Greek word iota. Iota, or I, as we know it, is the smallest letter in the Greek alphabet. And iota comes from the Phoenician alphabet, an even older alphabet. It's not difficult to see the connection between a small letter, short notes, and the word jot, because when you jot something down, you take brief notes. And there's a link between something that is brief and something that is small. Sample sentence one, illustrating jot down. If you want to jot down creative ideas, you can't go wrong with this beautiful Delft notebook designed specially for the Babylon's Turin farm in South Africa. Sample sentence two. Tonight I have to present this book by Anne Patchett to my book club. And in the book there are several references to operas. So while I did my preparation, I jotted down the names of some of those operas so that we could talk about them in the book discussion. In other words, I did not write down the names in full. I wrote them down briefly. I used abbreviations just as notes for me to follow when I do the prep. Jot down also means to write down something hurriedly. Here is a sample sentence that illustrates that meaning. Jot down the registration number of that reckless driver. So in this scenario, the person probably wouldn't have time to write out the registration number slowly, because then she might forget it. So she was jotted down, she was written down hurriedly. Before I love you and leave you and have another cappuccino, my customary summary. In the week to come, don't let anyone or anything keep you from reaching your goals. Write your goals down and then jot down anything that stands in the way of achieving those goals and try to overcome the obstacles that you have jotted down. That's all for today. Ciao!